Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Outreach continues on the new USDA resources available to livestock producers to assist in marketing decisions and price discovery. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
How can beef producers, livestock producers, better understand some of the aspects of USDA's livestock mandatory reporting program, and in turn, utilize these programs in the marketing and price discovery aspects of their operations? Taylor Cox, Associate Deputy Administrator of the Agricultural Marketing Service, says recent outreach in that regard includes webinars, video, and user guides, outreach stemming from recently developed cattle and carcass training centers.
We established those under the last farm bill and officially put the stake in the ground in 2019. And we enjoy that relationship with Colorado State University, West Texas A&M, and the U.S. Meat Animals Research Center. Really helps bring that real world experience and knowledge to the producer, which is exactly what the target was.
Cox says, in addition, AMS is utilizing its experience developing data dashboards for internal USDA use to create products that are available externally.
An example I'll give you is our USDA grading dashboard. We have USDA graders in beef plants across the country. And every day, as they grade these thousands of head of cattle that come through these plants, we collect all that volume data and quality grade data, the prime, the choice, the select data. And we developed the tool internally to track those grade lines to make sure performance was in line, following the great work and the professional work that these graders do across the country, holding this very tight grade line that they do. And in the process of collecting that internally, we wanted to make sure we could release that to the public as well.
Data that will be available in aggregate form.
So the same dashboarding, the visuals, the charting, the history, it's a 10-year historical series that a producer can go back and look at grading. It's somewhat specific to their areas,
with emphasis on confidentiality.
We can't show plant or company specific data, but we can show regional data. If you're a producer in the state of Kansas, for example, you can go into Kansas in our dashboard and look at that historical grade line. Look at almost real-time data. It's only got a day or two delay on it.
So that producers, regardless of size, can have all available data possible to make informed marketing decisions.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.